Like many that were convened during the Menino years, it was a night of affirmations.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Congratulations.
Nearly a dozen projects up for consideration were approved by the BRA board. Approved was the Landmark Center, a multi-tiered complex of stores, offices, and luxury housing in the Fenway. Susan Ellsbury is the BRA's communications director.
Landmark, it's actually only been about a year, this redevelopment proposal that's come, and it's moved very quickly, but it's a testament to the developer's relationship with the neighborhood organizations and what a terrific project it is.
Approved, a project to build 163 rental apartments at 600 Harrison Avenue in the South End, that would also include 3,600 square feet of retail space.
Well, it's going to replace a surface parking lot with some much-needed housing, some great retail space that will activate the corner. It will bring a sort of safe eyes on the space relationship with a park now that's very underutilized and a lot of nefarious activity going on there.
Project developer Peter Roth, who lectures at MIT on affordable housing, among other topics, says the proposed development on Catholic Church-owned land will include 21 units below market rates.
That fully complies with the inclusionary development guidelines here within the city, so that 15% of the number of market rate units will be affordable, and in this case, 100% of those will be on-site.
Roth says he expects the Boston Redevelopment Authority to continue to support mixed-use development. Several people at the BRA board meeting said this was exactly the kind of construction project that the Walsh administration could get behind. Walsh is a strong advocate of building rental housing that working and middle-class people can actually afford. During the meeting, acting BRA Director Brian Golden suggested that there was little daylight between Walsh and Menino on the agency's priorities.
Tonight, we think we're off to a great start in the new year and with this new administration as a partner.
But it's not all rosy. Let's go back a few months, before Bostonians went to the polls in the fall. Then, candidate Walsh told WGBH's Sarah Birnbaum that he planned to replace the BRA, which he said needed to be reformed for, quote, efficiency and transparency.
I think it's important that the community feels that they have a voice in the BRA. And also it's important for us to look at how the business community is handled so they can really get an understanding on how the project is moving and how quickly or how long it will be to get it something from this beginning to the end.
Walsh at that time also said he would create a new economic development agency. And the person hired to lead it, he said, would work independently of the mayor. According to Walsh insiders, the transition team was also irked by what was described in December as a last-minute push by the Menino administration to approve lingering projects by developers with close political ties to the outgoing mayor. But Susan Ellsbury, the BRA's communications director, says Mayor Walsh has signaled his support for continued commercial residential development and the jobs that come with it.
He just spoke to Colliers International, a very group of 2,000 businesses, to say that Boston is open for business, and he looks forward to working with them, moving the city forward and creating more jobs for all of the residents of Boston.
And part of that growth is taking place right here at the corner of Stewart and Tremont Streets, where developers would like to locate a new hotel that just received the green light from the BRA.
The demographics show in the city of Boston that they need hotel rooms. People want to come to a great city.
Attorney Bud Shadray represented the hotel development project before the BRA. This is the same BRA. It's left over from Menino, of course. But are you expecting things to change with the BRA under the new administration?
Well, you know, all we can do is take it one day at a time. Right now, the staff has been very helpful, and we've been able to go through the process. And it's a process that has very definite times and regulations, and we'll just keep working toward it.
The BRA under Mayor Menino green-lighted dozens of building projects that reshaped Boston's skyline, and he worked closely with now-retired director Peter Mead. But downtown critics in many uptown have criticized the agency's decision-making as isolated and closed to outsiders. Walsh has also spoken of income inequality, a theme raised by neighborhood activists who have complained about the fast-paced growth of luxury high-rises and increased rents for working families. The BRA's Susan Ellsbury.
It's a very real issue, and it is something that Mayor Walsh has been talking about. But I think that we have a long history of strong communities, strong neighborhoods, and Article 80, which is the process for going through permitting in the city of Boston is very inclusive of community and has a lot of steps to make sure that the community's voices has been heard.
Two BRA employees speaking in confidence because they were not authorized to speak to the media said they are both excited about what comes next when the Walsh team is finally in place and fearful that what comes next could also mean slowing down the fast pace of development and the end of the team that they've been a part of for so long with the reconfiguration of the BRA. In downtown Boston, I'm Philip Martin, WGBH Boston Public Radio.